Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide. This is a time that's just for you to pause and to breathe, to release your stress and to breathe in God's loving word. You're going to learn a soul care tip. It's a simple, practical action you can take to do something loving for your emotions and your body. And most importantly, we want to just breathe in God's loving promises, because His loving voice is what gives us renewal and hope and gives us that extra pocket of energy just when we need it. So I'm so glad you're here. I am curious, when you feel overwhelmed, what is it that you can do to help you to relax and to get unstuck? When you feel overwhelmed and your emotions are just bubbling up, whether it's because a situation has come up that's very challenging or you're just overwhelmed with your thoughts, how do you turn off that overthinking? Today, we're going to spend some time to just renew your hope and give you a practical tip that will help your body to restore calm. Those of you who have been following along know that my younger son, Caleb, who is a freshman in high school, just started the new sport of cross country. That's long distance running. And because he's new to it, I'm always very curious to learn what it's like when you're in a race with hundreds of kids, because it's a beautiful, strong metaphor, isn't it? We are to run the race of faith. And one question I had for him is, how do you know how to handle those hills? You know, when you go up and when you go down, and how do you know to just handle those ups and downs? And it's really interesting because he said, well, I just kind of see what my teammates are doing and I learn from observing them. And not only that, he says, Mom, it's a team sport. Even though we're all running for our best time, cross country is a team sport. I get to hear what other people's experiences are, and I just listen. And I learned how to like quicken my pace, when to relax and lengthen my strides, when I really need to put the speed in, and when I need to slow down and conserve my energy. He says, I just hear what the older classmen, the older kids say, and everybody shares. I thought, what a wonderful way to describe our life of faith. We need each other. We need each other's encouragement. We need to hear our stories. We need to share when it's tough going uphill and even on the downhills, because we can get too busy, right? Our feet, our hands, we might be so busy doing good things for our family, for our ministry, for our work, our job, whatever it is. And yet we may find ourselves tiring out, exhausted. And that's where we find ourselves. Often at the end of the day, we feel stuck and overwhelmed, whether it's physically, emotionally, socially, or spiritually. And so today we're going to breathe in a loving word and we're going to exhale our stress. And I'm happy to show you how. We'll hear a word from our sponsors and I'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, friend, one of the things that I'm so excited to share with you is my Soul Care School. You know, I was talking about how it's so easy to get discouraged if you feel like you're just running a race on your own. Life is full of ups and downs, just like those hills that my son Caleb is learning to navigate. And our life of faith is a community. It's a community where we can help each other. And sometimes that's all it takes. It's just hearing what other people do and learning from their experiences and knowing that we're not alone. We can run together and help each other. My son, Caleb, he also tells me that during their practice run, somebody's slowing down or maybe tired, they all pause and wait together. And that's what I want to do. As your Soul Care coach, I want to invite you to sign up for the Soul Care class. It's called How to Study the Bible to Hear God's Voice More Personally in Your Life. I'm going to show you specific skills and how to study the scriptures so that you can experience God's peace and joy more personally in your life. Many of us, whether you're a beginner or a lifelong Christian who loves studying the Bible, you will want to take this course because I'm going to be getting into how we can use Bible study skills in order to hear God more personally in our lives. And that is the key to wellness, is to really hear God's voice encouraging us in our challenges, whether we need to increase our speed and get unstuck to do what God's called you to do, or maybe we need to slow down, we need to rest, we need to rediscover, where's my joy, where's my peace, what happened to it? So this is what we will be doing in this course. I want you to go to mysoulcareschool.com. Again, that's mysoulcareschool.com. And I want you to sign up for this Bible study course and you'll learn all about it. And it's the first time I'm offering. I'm so excited. After writing 4 books, I just really feel it's so important for me to teach you the how behind the books. And we can only do that in community. These are going to be live weekly classes that I'll be live with you. You'll get community support. We'll hear from each other. And you'll get a guidebook. You'll also be able to get monthly coaching from me, as well as a monthly workshop where I talk about topics of stress. And I'll be able to get more personal with you on specific topics. And it is wonderful to see you there. It's going to be at mysoulcareschool.com. So go there and register. And I want you to do it this week because sometimes it's so easy to forget the things that are good for our soul because we're really so busy taking care of others. But you are worthy of rest and you're worth loving and taking care of. Okay, so I want to hop into this whole question about how can we get unstuck? And I start by telling you a story. We always do that because stories are so soul feeding. In fact, listening to stories, studies have shown, scientific studies shows that when we hear a person's story, our brain responds. We start to relax, serotonin starts flowing through our bodies, and we feel a sense of energy and comfort. It's the way God designed us. We're not supposed to be struggling alone. So I want to share a story with you. And then I'm going to share a breath prayer. And then I'm going to share a soul care tip. And we'll end with a beautiful prayer to send us off into our day or relax into our evening. Well, it was my first time visiting Georgia before the days of iPhones and instant weather reports. Driving to hike at a state park, the local news warned that there would be intermittent showers. Now, after parking, I realized I had forgotten my rain gear. Should I leave? I asked myself. The sun was shining. And so with my waterproof hiking boots on and a baseball cap, I figured I'll be fine. Hours later, as I trekked deep into the woods, midpoint on the trail, though, it started sprinkling. And then it poured in sheets coming down sideways. I found out that weather system up on that mountain was completely different from the one back in town. Storm clouds quickly moved in over the trees, darkening the sky. Gusts of wind began howling, and claps of thunder rumbled to explosive booms as lightning discharged around me in rapid-fire fashion, like flashing strobe lights. I was scared, disoriented. It got so dark I couldn't see the trail well without a flashlight. There I stood, friend, cold and soaked through, stuck in the middle of a thunderstorm on an unfamiliar mountain. That's how it feels to be caught in a storm in life. Unexpected circumstances happen to you. They happen upon you. And you feel helpless, confused, overwhelmed, and you don't know what to do or how it will end. Friend, are you in the middle of a storm? Are you watching someone you love overwhelmed by one? Sometimes we may not be going through a stormy situation, but someone we love, someone close to us is, and we feel their stress. We feel their anxiety, and maybe we feel discouraged and you're frightened by what it could mean. You may feel your world is spinning out of control. The truth is we aren't in control, but God is. Jesus stands in the middle of our confusion and he says, "Take my hand. I will carry you through. I'm with you. I will be your peace." Sometimes the only way out of a dilemma is letting Jesus take you through the storm. And the storm doesn't have to be super big or a crisis. The storm could be overwhelm. And this is the area where sometimes we're just quiet as believers. You know, we say, well, nothing really is wrong. And we blame ourselves. What's wrong with me? What's my problem? We go into self-criticizing, be very self-critical, putting shame on ourselves. And you know what? That weighs down on our soul. And God, it breaks his heart to see it happen to us because he loves you. And so that storm could just be overwhelmed during the day. Well, sometimes the only way out of a dilemma is letting Jesus take you through that overwhelm, and finding his peace will carry you through better than any plan. Once Jesus also was alone on a mountain at night, and he was praying for his disciples after sending them into the Sea of Galilee, into a storm. They met a storm. Immediately, Mark says to us in chapter 6, immediately Jesus made his disciples get in the boat and go ahead of him to the other side. Seeing them strain at the oars, for the wind was against them, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. It might be hard to understand why God would send us into a journey where we would encounter overwhelm or feel stuck, but I looked closer. The scripture says that Jesus saw his friends straining at the oars and he came to them. Peter even attempted to walk to Jesus on water, but he sank because the wind was too strong and Peter was afraid. Well, what was Jesus' response? It says that Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him. Immediately. So, dear friend, you know, we often attempt to walk on water, don't we? We're very resourceful. We're very self-reliant and resilient. But Jesus sees when your heart is sinking because of the emotions that are swirling. Jesus doesn't just focus on what you can do for him or for others. Jesus is a shepherd of your soul. He cares about how you feel. He cares about how you're feeling inside and how things are affecting you, because he is the Prince of Peace. He is your loving shepherd. So friend, I just want to bring to you today's breath prayer. Today's breath prayer comes to us from Psalm 119:114. You are my shelter and my shield. I put my hope in your word. The breath prayer is, you are my shelter. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are my shield. Breathe in. You're my shelter. Breathe out. You are my shield. What is it that is keeping you from the peace of God's embrace? Around the storm of your overwhelm, Jesus says, I will be your shelter and I will be your shield. Just allow your whole mind and body and soul to just rest in this promise. One of the things that I want to share with you is the soul care tip. Now, this is a very interesting soul care tip. The soul care tip comes to us about brain, the way our brains work. And, you know, our brain likes to travel in the path of least resistance. So what's easier and what is the path that we usually take is where our brain's going to take us. So the key to creating rhythms of peace and joy is to create new pathways. That means it takes practice. So don't feel discouraged when you find yourself feeling paralyzed or maybe overwhelmed and you don't know how to find a way out, because it takes practice by taking action. Taking action so that your body and your mind can create a new neural pathway so it can respond in a more calming way. Now, one of the key things is there's two kinds of regrets. There's one kind of regret where it's called inaction. That's when we don't do anything. When we don't do anything, this kind of regret, when we move in the way of inaction, it causes depression and anxiety. Okay, but if we take action, there's a kind of regret that comes from, say, undesirable outcome, or we make mistakes, or something's not done perfectly, but that's okay, because that kind of regret that comes from action, we grow from and we learn from. So I want you to take action this week. Do something that brings you peace or joy. And specifically, I want to give you one soul care tip, and it is taking a walk, a 10-minute walk. This is very, very important, because the brain starts receiving a lot of input from looking at trees, which is a double action, because science shows that once we look at trees or leaves, if you don't want to walk, you can even just sit outside, and it just takes 10 minutes. The amount of serotonin that your body releases to calm your system is more than 45 minutes working out at the gym. So this is really, really powerful, and it's the way God made our bodies. He doesn't want us to be indoors all the time and just overwhelmed with our thoughts. He wants us to move outside and see his nature and creation, or sit outside. And second, we need to be in touch with others. We need to speak and express the overwhelm. And studies show that when we can talk about how we're feeling, the brain, it lights up the calming parts of the brain. So I want you to either call someone, see someone, and you need to hear their voice. So not just text. Okay, so those are your two soul care challenges. And I will say that this is why I'm so excited to start the Soul Care School. And that's why I want to encourage you to sign up at mysoulcareschool.com, because this is a key way where we can practice together creating new pathways for our brain and encourage each other. And it'll be so much more fun when you have one another and we can hear each other's voices and share our stories. The ending prayer that I want to share with you is to just send you off into your day, send you off into your evening to relax. And I want to share this prayer with you. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, take my hand, be my peace. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for never letting me go. Thank you that you are my shelter and my shield. You will never let me go. Help me to reach out for your hand. I run to you. You are my shelter. I choose to step away from busyness and to relax with you in my heart and moving out with my body with you instead. Guide me to create new rhythms to nurture my heart to rest and grow in trusting you. I love you. Amen. Well, friends, thank you for spending this time together. Whatever's happening, just calm your heart with the breath prayer. sign up for MySoulCareSchool.com. Go to MySoulCareSchool.com. We're going to start in October. And so sign up now. Don't wait so you don't forget. And I cannot wait to see you soon. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.